Donald Trump held a rally last night in the Bronx, New York, which is a pretty blue city in a pretty blue state. And so the Democrats were very upset about it, really distraught that he would dare come into their area. Here is New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who coined a new insult for us.
Well, I'll tell you, it won't make a difference at all, Jake, and that is for Donald Trump to be the ringleader of and invite all his clowns to a place like the Bronx. New York will never, ever support Donald Trump for president. We know him better than anyone, and that means we understand what he's all about. It's just for himself. So this state will go solidly behind Joe Biden for president, as it has in the past. So he wants to spend his time doing these made-up fake rallies and pretending they're support here. Be my guest, because while you're doing that, Donald Trump, Joe Biden's out there.
Joe Biden can't get 24 people to come to his rallies. And here is Donald Trump in a deep blue city, in a deep blue state, getting I don't know how many thousands. Looks like a pretty good turnout to me, especially since it was pouring rain just before the event. I don't have an official count on how many people came there, but as you can see, it definitely looks like it was a good time. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was praying to her god, Satan, that the rain was going to keep everybody away, responding to this clip from somebody saying that the park was going to be a muddy mess for the Trump rally, saying that God is good. The Clown News Network was there hoping that nobody was going to show up, but you can see the look of disappointment on this reporter's face that they were wrong again.
What was the crowd like and what kind of response did he get?
Well, certainly a bigger crowd than I think Democrats would like to see, particularly given this is one of the bluest counties in the entire country. Now, one of the
Of course, she didn't use a CNN mic flag. She was trying to blend in as if she were just a local reporter, because if they knew that she worked for the Clown News Network, then this would have happened.
Is the question of whether a president has absolute immunity.
Yo, fake news.
And then there's a second question here, which is whether anything that Donald Trump is accused of would actually constitute a president, a presidential act implicated in the immunity question. Yeah.
Yo, fake news.
Just making sure you're okay. Do you need, is everything okay? We hear someone yelling.
Yeah, it's fine. We have a heckler here outside.
Well, yes,
okay.
I gotta say, this should happen every time these people are doing a live shot out in public. Democrats are trying to claim that most of these people were bussed in from other locations and people who follow Donald Trump from rally to rally across the country because they can't come to grips with the fact that there are so many Trump supporters in the Bronx. Fox News, to their credit, sent out a field reporter to debunk this conspiracy theory.
Where are you from?
The Bronx, actually.
I'm originally from the Bronx and from New York.
I'm from the Bronx.
Right here in the Bronx, New York. This is home, right here.
AOC says if you're not a Democrat, you don't belong here in the Bronx. Right. What do you say?
AOC says that if you're not a Democrat, you don't belong here. What do you say? This is who Fox News hired to replace Jesse Waters for his Man on the Street segments, which he once admitted years ago was actually, obviously, inspired by me. So now the Democrats are calling Trump supporters clowns. Well, at least they're not calling us Nazis, right? Oh, wait, what's this?
That red hat that says Make America Great Again, that tells people that you go along with this. So you might as well just put a swastika on the hat.
But it's not just Joy Blowhard and the old bags on The View. This has been a Democrat talking point for years.
We can no longer say Trump's the bad guy. If you vote for Trump, you're the bad guy. If you vote for Trump, then you, the voter, you, not Donald Trump, are standing at the border like Nazis going, you here, you here. And I think we now have to flip it. And it's a given, the evilness of Donald Trump. But if you vote, you can no longer separate yourself. You can't say, well, he's okay, but.
So now we're evil. Here's Democrat Congressman Dan Goldman, who employs the daughter of the judge who is overseeing Donald Trump's criminal case in New York right now, by the way. She fundraises for him. So she helps funnel money to clowns like this, who now insist that Donald Trump is the new Hitler.
And there's no question that Donald Trump has visions, as we saw from his video with the unified Reich.
That, by the way, is referring to fake news. The Trump campaign put out a video that had in the background old vintage newspapers, and then from the B-roll that they purchased on some random B-roll website, it actually did have that as a headline. So they're claiming with a straight face that he purposely put that in there,
which was a completely knowing and intentional inclusion in that video. Let's be real here. He is paving the way to become a Vladimir Putin or to become an Adolf Hitler or a Kim Jong-un. That's what he wants to be. And all of this is in the lead up to paving the way for him to win this election and then to take over this country and literally to eliminate the democracy that we know.
Doesn't the ADL get upset when people make Hitler and Nazi references because they say that it trivializes World War II? Oh, that's right. Only when Republicans do it. Like when Disney fired Gina Carano from the Mandalorian Star Wars series for comparing the COVID lockdowns and mandatory vaccinations to Nazi Germany. But then, of course, look the other way when another actor, Pedro Pascal, compared Donald Trump's policies to Nazi Germany.
What is it going to take to get the media to take seriously the fact that Donald Trump is acting like a Nazi, talking like a Nazi, and now posting like a Nazi?
Meanwhile, yesterday, the House of Representatives surprisingly passed a law that would ban illegal aliens from voting in Washington, D.C. A law that was put in place years ago by the Democrats in local elections. They say, well, they're not voting in federal elections, but the illegal aliens are voting in elections. They're not supposed to be here. Anytime they show their face in public, they should be arrested and deported. But instead, the Democrats are allowing them to come into the voting booth and then decide who local leaders are. 52 Democrats joined the Republicans to pass the bill, which has little to no chance, sadly, of passing the Senate, but it does get the Democrats on record that they literally support policies to allow illegal aliens to vote. Now, contrast that to Donald Trump's policy, and the difference couldn't be more clear. Here he is at the Bronx rally yesterday.
In Brooklyn, American students at James Madison High School were recently told they had to stay at home from school so their classrooms could be turned into housing for thousands of, right?
Criminal
thousands
invaders.
Of migrants.
Criminal invaders.
Very simply, Joe Biden puts illegal aliens first. I put America first. I put America first.
Yes, that's why we need to not just deport them all, but I would go so far as to say that we should also deport their anchor babies as well. And if you agree and you want to get a great shirt and support my channel, then order your Sorry No Vacancy Deport Them All shirt from MarkDice.com. And this weekend for Memorial Day weekend, get free shipping on anything in the U.S. by using the promo code BACKFIRE at the checkout. So order your Sorry No Vacancy Deport Them All shirt, your Christ is King shirt, your Trump 2024 shirt, any of my awesome designs, all available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and most of them in a bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to MarkDice.com or click the link in the description below, enter the promo code BACKFIRE at the checkout, and check them out!